And welcome to season 3 of The Love Podcast with me, Sharon.
And me, Pip.
So in season 3, we are having conversations with mums and sons. And so we've decided to call this season Mums and Sons.
Wonderful, wonderful. So in this second half of the season, we're going to be talking to sons. I'm going to be having a conversation with men who are all now married. Some men are early in their marriage journey, some are quite developed in their marriage journey, but there's a commonality and they've all been very intentional. So I want to unpick those conversations, I want to get into their heads. Did they have a plan? Did they have a strategy? And hopefully these conversations will be as edifying to you as they were for me.
Yeah, and I'm really excited. I don't know about you. So all that's left to say is enjoy the episodes.
Great, and it's wonderful. On this week's episode of The Love Podcast, I'm joined by my older brother in Christ, a man of God, very faithful in his pursuit of Christ. Kunle, I'm giving you a big up, Kunle.
Thank you, Nana.
Why don't you introduce
yourself?
Why don't you introduce yourself?
Yes, sir. Thanks, Pip. Thanks for this opportunity to be part of your podcast. My name is Kunle Balogun, and I'm married to Tong, and God has blessed us with 4 wonderful children. They're adults now, but we'll go into that later.
Wow, amazing. And so when it comes to kind of intentional dating and marriage, how long have you been married to the wonderful Tone? Shout out Tone.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been married?
So we've been married for 34 years now.
Wow.
We got married at the age of 19.
Wow. Yeah.
So yeah, but God has been good.
Amen. Okay, so you were 19 when you got married. Okay. Absolutely. What made you intentional when it came to pursuing Tone as your wife?
Yeah, I must say, obviously, I was attracted to her. So I need to give you a kind of a background. So we got married at 19, but we'd known ourselves from the age of 13, but we only started communicating together when we were 17.
Okay.
That was towards the end of the secondary school years back in Nigeria.
So, yeah.
It was really 3 weeks into us getting to know each other.
Yeah.
That her dad, that's Tone's dad, took her away from Nigeria and brought her over to London.
Wow.
Lost communication with one another for a long while.
Wow.
I came to London at 19 as well. Then that's where we got together again and continued the good friendship we had back in Nigeria.
So it was a friendship to begin with.
Yeah, we got to know each other, you know, just by chatting, talking,
yeah,
sharing jokes, just talking about life generally, and just getting to know who she was, she getting to know who I was, and from there it just blossomed.
The magic came from there. So let me just set up camp there for a short moment. That transition from friendship into courtship, was it natural, or was there a spark, or was there something that made you think, right, okay, this is the woman that I want to be my wife and the mother of my children?
Good question. First of all, We were, 17, but did not know Christ at all. We did not know who Jesus Christ was, our Lord and Savior.
Right.
We only get to know Christ 2 years into our marriage.
Wow.
So for us, it was just a natural. It was just a boy mad in love with a girl.
Yeah.
Mad in love with a boy. And we just connected. Right. You know, there's so many things people say, this and that, but we just love the friendship. We just love the being in each other's company.
Yeah,
and that spark, like an everyday
thing. Yeah. Wow, amazing. And so now, fast forward from that initial point in time to now, like you said, you've got four grown up children, and I know them, and they're good friends of ours. And two of your boys, Sammy and Josh, they're now married. You know, they've grown up and they're married themselves. So if you wouldn't mind revealing to us some of the lessons that you taught them about intentional dating? What were some of the sound bites that you dropped in their minds over the years?
Right. Okay. I must say, Pip, like I said earlier, we didn't know Christ when we got married. It was 2 years into our marriage that we began to know Christ. And it was us knowing Christ that really shaped the way we viewed each other, the way we loved each other. Mm-hmm. And that carried into our marriage, raising up our children. So I wouldn't necessarily say it's what we said to them or what we taught them, but they basically saw Christ being demonstrated in the home. By God's grace, me loving my wife and my wife loving me too. So it was really a practical thing. They saw how our relationship was between each other. So that in life, when they now grew up, that it got to a point where they were saying, ah, I desire to marry, these are my boys now, I desire to marry someone like my mom.
Wow.
You know, and then me hearing faith say, no, I desire a man who be like my dad. And that, for me, you know, just goes a long way and it just so blesses my heart.
Yeah.
But I would say there are some advice, obviously, that we've given them over the years. One is that they should fear God. They should have the fear of God in them. And also the woman they desire to marry, that should be a God-fearing person as well, because it really helps, you know, both going along that spiritual journey of knowing Christ. It helps a lot. Yeah. And so that they should really enjoy each other's company. Woman you want to marry, enjoy, you know, build friendships. It's friendship is very key in dating in this modern world, you know. And we will say to them that only introduce us to the woman you know you want to marry. Don't be fooling around, you know. You know, and these things obviously we've kind of you know sowed those little seeds into them. But most of the thing it was by our practical demonstration of love in the home.
Yeah. I think
shape their thinking and help them to be where they are today by the grace of God.
Love that. Love that. That's amazing. That's amazing. And so in this world, and it's a wild world, even me, I have to be careful of some of the things that I can innocently see on social media or on TV or whatever. What advice would you have for a young man listening to this who wants to navigate purity and navigate dating in a way that honors God?
Yeah, very good question. For me, when I was growing up, one scripture that stood in my heart and today I live it is that same question you just asked. In the Psalms, it says, how can a young man cleanse his way, or how can a young man keep himself pure? And that verse of scripture just, you know, with the answer, it says, by living according to your word.
Or
basically, you know, by living according to God's truth. And that has helped me a lot growing up as a young man married, because there are, like you said, there are temptation. It is a wild world, and the attacks, the bombardment of social media, TV, French, and all that against the mind of anyone, both man and woman, is it's at an astronomical rate these days. So we need to guard our heart with all diligence as well. But you know, just in terms of practicalities, I would say, such, if anyone's dating, that they should really try as much as possible to build a friendship. Focus on the friendship bit. That's very important. And also to set emotional and physical boundaries.
Wow.
I think that's very, very important. You know, you know, make every effort to, you know, meet in open spaces. Have an embargo on times. Because the later it gets in the night together.
Problems.
You know, exactly. You know, those physical touches, they go a long way. Let's not fool ourselves. They go a long way. So, you know, have those boundaries in place, I would say. And also to not to be accountable to someone who's more mature. I think that's very, very important. Funny enough, God, when I was growing up, kind of dating to or getting to know each other, we didn't have any spiritual covering over us, because again, we weren't Christians, but later on when we became Christians, I could just say God, and having strong brothers and sisters around us became that was very important in terms of helping us. And same for any young man or woman growing up today. And also, I would say, don't date forever. guys go on dating for 5, 10, 7 years.
Yeah.
Hey, come on, man. You know, why leave it for that long? I think just plan to make progress, to move things forward. And see, by God's grace, obviously, and guidance, obviously, I would say, that you don't have to date forever, and also just rely on the Holy Spirit to guide you as well. I think those are very important things.
Amen. I agree with all of that. Profound wisdom. Thank you for that. And so, you've been married for 34 years. It's a long time. And what has marriage taught you about God? And the second half of that question: what has God taught you about marriage?
Wow, that is a big one. I'm still learning every day. I must be honest, I'm learning every day. But one thing about marriage, one is we know it's an institution ordained by God. So we treated not casually. But in marriage, I'll say, as a husband, my duty is to love my wife.
Mm-hmm.
To care for her, and I see that in God as well. He loved me so much that he was willing to give his only son, Jesus Christ, to die for me on the cross. So as a husband, love my wife. Bible even tells me to. It says that, husband, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. I think we always forget that, and gave himself up for her. That's very important as well. So as I love my wife, I know that God loves me too. He cares so much for me. My duty also is to care for my wife. And I see God's care for me on a daily basis. He provides all our needs. He makes things happen for us. So I think that's very important as well. That's one thing I've learned. And also, I think I have a duty to my wife to care and to cherish her. And I see God doing that for me on a daily basis as well. And God is so much interested in my well-being, as much as I'm interested in my wife's well-being. I want the best out of my wife, and also God wants the best out of me. And I think as husband, it's very important for us to, you know, encourage our wives and bring the best out of them, because they are God's handmaiden. And in the same way, I believe God also wants the best out of us. That's why He encourages us daily. There are 365 fear nots in the Bible, one for every day.
One for every day.
God wants us to fear not as well. And obviously, we as husbands encourage our wives, you know, even as we protect them, as we care for them, as we nourish them. God does the same for us as well. So I think, you know, that's very important.
And what has God taught you about marriage? God taught you about marriage?
If there's one thing I'm learning daily about marriage, is patience. Patience. I need to be patient with my wife. God has taught me patience, and even as God is patient with me, wanting me to become more mature in Christ, I think that's one key thing I've learned in patience. Not to be, you know, to live with my wife with understanding as well. It goes a long way, because Bible says so, as the weaker vessel, not weak in terms of not being able to do things, but, you know, just treat them as, and to honor them as well. That's very important. That's what God is teaching me daily, to honor my wife in as I honor him, to honor my wife as well. That's very, very important.
Wonderful. Kule, you've been such an amazing guest. Such powerful words of wisdom, and you speak from a place of experience, deep experience, 34 years. No doubt God has shown you so much, and so the fact that we've been able to sit down and speak about it today is a huge blessing, and I'm sure the listeners will be blessed. God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.